This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So I'm doing this show with two ladies, Kim and Vic, that work with us at Seeking Educational Excellence. And they said, Kevin, we want to understand the manosphere. Do you understand the manosphere? And I said, yeah, it's this pushback against feminism because men, and it's funny that we live in a time that men feel like they have to push back against feminism. Well, we do. And they wanted me to do this segment with them, and they said, you know, tell people about yourself and how you got to your way of thinking. And I'm not going to bore you guys with, you know, I was born a poor black child kind of a thing. But here's what I will tell you. I grew up on the cusp in black culture. For me, black men were macho. We were cool. And we didn't have many sissies. I can count the number of punks I knew on one hand. I'm talking about guys that wouldn't fight, that, you know, you thought might be a little funny, as my grandmother would tell you guys. And I've told this story about funny, where I saw a gay guy, where I was sentient, and I saw this guy, and he was just pretty. He was like a girl. And he was walking. We were putting gas in the car, and he's walking up the street, and I see this sissified dude, but he was clean, man. When I say clean, I'm not talking about Biden. We use that vernacular in the black community. And clean, man, the dude was dressed to the hilt. Little black, tan pantsuit, a little, cane gold hat facing backwards. And, he had a man purse. And he walked like a woman, but I could tell he was a man. And I think he had on makeup. He was a good looking dude. Didn't make me gay or anything, but I recognize he's a very attractive man. Right? I didn't want to get to have sex with him, but I do know what I saw. So I look at my grandmother and I was like, I'm looking at her like, I was like, mother dear. And she looked up and I said, like, look at this. What is this? Because I had never seen anything like it. And my grandmother looked over and went, oh. And then when he passed by, she said, oh, he's funny. So that was the definition for me of funny. And I knew he was a sissy. I could tell he was a sissy from the way he walked. He didn't walk like any dude I knew. Because we had a pimp walk, if you remember. Black folks had a pimp walk. We walk like, little hitch, right? Even white folks know what I'm talking about. And it was such a popular walk. We worked on it. As a teenage boy, you worked on not just walking, you know, but walking with that little dip, you know. And I'm telling you, across the way, it's like dudes now holding their junk. That became a phase, and it was sort of a black thing. And then, you know, sagging became a black thing. Walking that way was a black thing, and it was cultural. You were expected to do it. If you didn't do it, people were like, what are you trying to be, white? Anyway, now, as I said earlier, I could count the number of punks I knew on one hand. Now, you can't walk two blocks in a big city before you see a month's worth of black sissy boys. It's like somebody hit a button and these closeted black dudes who were on the DL, that's the down low for you white folks, came out of the woodwork like roaches. Now that said, I don't care. But here's what I used to think. I'm going to tell you right now. I used to think growing up, why are all these gay guys, I'm talking about the recognizable gay people, the Paul Lynds of the world, the Gomer Piles, the Liberaces, why are they white people? What is it with black people that don't make us gay? That was the way I grew up. And I was on the cusp because I'm telling you, it wasn't very long before, as I said, gay black people are like, whoa, where'd this dude come from? You know, and it wasn't RuPaul level gay, but you could tell there were gay people like Rerun from What's Happening. I don't know, but I think Rerun's probably gay. I would just make the bet that he is. But anyway, black folks, black men suddenly joined this gay revolution, this LGBT revolution. I'm explaining the manosphere, but I'm getting there roundabout. And it's going to take a little time. So strap in, folks. Don't strap on. Strap in, and we can talk about this. So like I said before, I don't care if black guys are gay, but there suddenly came this proliferation of gayety in the black community. Black dudes were coming out. Studio 54 opened. It was more black dudes. I mean, it was a lot of black folks in there. And I will hand it to the gays, the white gays in particular. They were very excited. That community was bigger than the race. In other words, there you won't find very many racist gays. You won't find KKK members who are, we are the KKK, but we do not allow black gay people. I mean, it just isn't going to happen. They're very accepting. And I'll give the LGBT community that, that they galvanize themselves around gayety and sort of dismiss, which is fine, but I think most people are that way. We galvanize ourselves around, I'll give you an example, Americanism. And I can prove it. In 1936, when Jesse Owens went to go beat up, you know, outrun a bunch of white guys in the Olympics, there were white racists cheering for him. People that didn't want him to sit at their water fountain or drink from the water cooler, they cheered for him because we galvanized around Americanism. That's why I keep telling everybody, you can't dampen my spirit because I know how you think. I know what it takes for you to go, I'll overlook that. I'll give you a good example. There are little country towns with some corn-fed racist, you know, kind of bigoted white folks. I don't consider them racist. They're bigoted. They have that idea. But they will beg to have black folks on their basketball team, their football team. And they may be hesitant about the star running back black boy dating their daughter. But if he's scoring touchdowns and he's probably going to get a scholarship, they tend to overlook his color. I've seen it in many things. I've seen rich, bourgeois, leftist racists, and they exist, and there's a bunch of them. That's most of them, by the way. I've seen them overlook a rapper because, you know, or some, their daughter could bring a rapper, a guy who's made it, like a Lil Wayne, to an event. And it will be, and then, oh, yeah, he's like an art piece. Oh, yes, her daughter's dating Lil Wayne. And it goes, Lil Wayne, that's what I said. I've seen it, man. Anyway, let's go back to the gays. So these black dudes joined the revolution and they hip-hopped it. Blacks are the most out there gays on the planet. Man, I mean, you know, I saw a white guy like Paul Lynn. I mentioned some of them. But when RuPaul and these people came along, they said, we're going to make gay look. Ooh, they went crazy on gay. I should have my cousin Skip on the radio talking about this subject because I think you guys are going to get a treat. Hey, look, I'll take a short break. We'll be back to talk more about this.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm talking about an interview I did with some proteges of mine, Kim and Vic, beautiful black women, and they wanted to talk about male issues, and they titled the program Manosphere, and they said, Kev, do you know about the Manosphere? And I'm, of course I know about the Manosphere. It's got man in it, girl! Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. And so they said, well, give us your background. And here's what's funny. When people start asking you questions about a specific topic, like, what does it take to be a man? What is a man? You know, and when did you feel like you were a man? I told my son the other day, I said, you're not a man until you're ready to stand up and take responsibility, even sometimes for things that you are not responsible for. Think about that. How many men are raising other men's children? How many men are better fathers to children than the biological father of the child? Bunches of them. They standing up, taking responsibility. And let me tell you, women can, the feminist movement can criticize men all they want. There's a mentality to being a man. It's like I tell people when they say, well, Kevin, you know, what's, you know, I trained for 3 years and I'm a black belt. I go, you ain't a black belt. If you train for 3 years, you're not a black belt. And let me tell you why. You don't have a black belt mentality. It takes a long time to get that. And that's why the training is rigorous. It's one thing for the physical matters. But there are many black belts, I'm talking about mentally trained black belts, who can beat a physically better opponent. And you just have to trust me on that. There's a mentality that you get, a level that where you become a warrior, and you know it. And many of you who listen to this program, you've heard me talk, and you know it exists in me. That's why Chuck Norris, you have people, he's 80 years old, you know, and whatever. I mean, Chuck is kind of a different thing. And Chuck is no physical specimen anymore. He's 80-something years old. But don't mess with him. Because Chuck's going to rip your heart out. He's going to figure it out. And he's 80-something years old. He's like, I don't have much time to do in the joint. So let's go. Let's do this. Leave people alone. They're, let me tell you the closest you can get to it and not have trained. It's like an old man who's in his 80s and you make him mad and he's got access to firearms. And he's like, you know what? You jack with me enough and I'm not going to worry about getting, you know, with booty bandits in prison or how much time I spend in prison. I've lived a good life. If I got to spend the last year at behind bars, it'll be okay. This will be worth it. Don't push that old man. Anyway, we're talking about the manosphere. I was with Kim and Vic, and they wanted a little bit of history, and I gave them some. I said I was on the cusp of black men really being the macho, and I'm not. Yeah, there's Latino machismo, right? But black men had a different macho, and you know what I'm talking about. If you ever watched the blaxploitation film, and you saw Superfly, or who was it, Action Jackson or whatever. We, you know, it was always, it's kind of like the Jason Bourne and the James Bond for white guys. We had our heroes and they were cooler. They were big, you know, bigger and blacker is the way I would put it. And you grew up with this idea that black men weren't punked. We didn't get punked out. So here's the point of it. I grew up all dude. I've had very little interaction with gays. None of my uncles molested me, so I'm completely normal. And to quote Lady Gaga, born this way. I come from a masculine culture. And I jokingly tell people my cologne is called toxic masculinity, but don't be surprised if we come out with something. I bathe in masculinity. And I've joked with audiences before that I exude so much masculinity that I'm afraid the women listening to this program are getting pregnant. I ain't paying you child support, though. So Kim and Vic were like, give us your sort of idea about it. And here's what I would say to you right now. It's hard to believe that men need a safe space. The manosphere, a place where men can speak their minds. Now, I told you guys a long time ago, I was asked this because white folks are going, Kevin, I wish I could say what you say, but I'm not black. And I was going to be like, shut up. Shut up. Your rights are being oppressed and you're being, you should be offended at the stuff that's being said about you by birthright. But you, Kevin, I can't say it because I'm not black. If I was black, and a white guy said something, I mean, I am black, but if a white guy says something to me, it's offensive. You think I'm like, oh, well, I wish, you know, I could say something back to him. That's like living back in the 1950s and, you know, 40s and what have you, where black people just, well, okay, you say something crazy about me, but I can't say nothing back. That's the way white folks are acting today. Well, the massa, the black man, said something, and he called me a racist, and he said I have white privilege, and I just need to shut up, so I just didn't say nothing. Anyway, if I was white and a black man said that nonsense to me, I'd say, let me explain something to you, black dude. I don't give a crap about your color or anything. You don't tell me I'm a racist. You don't talk to me that way. You're the racist. Look at what your people do. And I would read him the Riot Act. I talk about crime rates. I talk about teenage pregnancies. I talk about black on black crime. Who the heck are you to talk to me about anything? You need to clean your own doggone laundry before you start talking to white folks. That's what I'd say as I was headed to my KKK meeting. I'm kidding. That's not racist. I would just say, I'm being honest with you. I would absolutely be in their faces saying, how dare you? You, in your neighborhood, you rape, you steal, you kill more from your own people than anybody, and you claim you're down with the people. You aren't down with anybody. If nothing, you should be looking at white culture and learning from it and trying to mimic it. But instead, you're trying to act white. You will denigrate the best within your society. That's the kind of talk I would have. You will denigrate the best within your society because it makes you feel good. You walk around acting like animals, holding your junk, using the N-word or whatever, not wanting other people to say it, as you act like the very word that you say. I would just read them the riot act. Hallelujah. And white folks out there going, Kevin, I wish I could just be black and talk like you. That's what you're doing out there right now. I wish I could say these things. I can feel the pulse of white America going, man, it's so true. What he just said is so true. I just wish I could say it. You sissies. Anyway, that's why I'm introducing you to the manosphere. Because it's freedom. By the way, I'm going to tell women. I'll do a show dedicated to you that's similar to this that will tell you, why do you let women on the left, these feminists, these hairy underarm chicks, talk to you the way they talk to you? Why are you going to do that? So anyway, let me go back. So I told people on the show, if I get fired, if I lose anything, if I don't get ahead in life the way I should have, it will be because of what I say about feminists. And I'm not talking about the feminists that I admire. Ones who say, look, don't diminish women. Don't tell us what women can't do. I got to take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Heavily redacted. Those words from former President Donald Trump as he's reacting to the release of an affidavit used to raid his South Florida home. On Truth Social, Trump calling it heavily redacted. He also says he gave many documents to federal officials. Meantime, the president is questioning why the judge in this case hasn't recused himself. President Joe Biden announced Wednesday his plan to forgive between $10,000 and $20,000 in federal student loans for borrowers making less than $125,000 a year. National Economic Council Deputy Director Bharat Ramamurthy explains what the White House is estimating the total cost of the plan to be.
It is paid for and far more by the amount of deficit reduction that we're already on track for this year.
Skeptics argue taxpayers will be on the hook. You're listening to USA Radio News. The U.S. Secret Service is announcing it's returning $286 million in stolen COVID loans to the Small Business Administration Friday. Assistant Special Agent in Charge Roy Dotson explains that the loans were stolen by 15,000 Green Dot Bank accounts that were fraudulent.
The initial investigation indicated the majority of the accounts had been established using synthetic identities, stolen personal identifiable information, or the utilization of willing and unwilling money mules.
Saturday marks 1 year since Gabby Petito's death. The 22-year-old's body was found in Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming after she never returned home from a road trip with her fiancé, Brian Laundrie. Her family is asking people around the world to light a candle on the anniversary of her death, with her mother saying, "Let's light up the sky all over the world." This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Two picky, two ladies, two picky. Picky, picky, picky ladies. Picky and lonely are best friends. And the enemy of happiness. Sat down and wrote down a list of qualities that I wanted from a man. Type of man that's gonna sweep me off my feet. Type of man that's gonna take me there. And when I finished that list, he's too good for me. I need to get my together, you know. I need to go back to school or something. He wouldn't see me on the street, he would walk right past.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Leslie Jones, funny lady. She's laying some truth down to many women, many leftist women for sure, not conservative women. No, you conservative women are beautiful. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We deliver radio like no other, and I hope you will tell others about us. We have people that go on vacation, Andy, and listen to my show. And they report back. I got this buddy of mine. We've known each other for a lot of years. He's in Hawaii, on the island of Kauai, getting mint julep served by a Guatemalan midget that I flew in just to do this for him. And he's listening to my show. That's how much we think of each other. Yeah. The plane, boss. The plane. Oh, man. Kevin Jackson, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Did I already say that? If I did, so what? Okay, we're talking about the manosphere. And I was doing an interview with my girls, my sister girls, Kim and Vic, and we were talking about the manosphere. And they said, "Kevin, explain this thing, mansplain to us." This whole issue about being a man, the attack on men, etc. And I said, there is an attack on men. I address this attack on men, which is why I got fired from Fox. And I proudly wear this as a badge of honor. And my wife says, "Babe, you shouldn't talk about it when it first happened. You just let it go so it dies down and all that." I was like, "Look here, woman. Know your place." And if you know anything about Melissa, let me tell you, you don't say stuff like that to her. But the point is, I told her, I said, "No. No, I'm going to own it. I'm going to own it." I said, "We will do skank shirt," because I tweeted that the Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks, and they are. They are. They lied. All for a political game, political wet dream of Nancy Pelosi and them not to get Kavanaugh, who, by the way, isn't even that doggone conservative. I mean, to go back in retrospect, I should have kept my mouth shut. But long story short, I was protecting men. In the long run, I don't care if it's Kavanaugh, could have been insert person here. You don't attack a person with the type of viciousness and the lies that they told And then just think you're going to walk away from it like, okay, boom, we threw a hand grenade in the middle of the ammunition factory, and no big deal, no harm, no foul. And that's what leftists do. So I got fired from Fox because I dare stand up to the feminists. And I'm not talking about the good feminists. There's good feminism, and then there's vile misandrists, women that hate men at all cost. And so I get fired over telling the truth about women. And I told my listeners, I said, let me tell you something, folks. I won't even care. You keep telling me I can't stand up for myself because I'm white. Shut up. I can't stand up for myself because I'm not a woman, because I'm a man. I stood up for myself. And let the chips fall where they may. Would I have been financially better if I kept my mouth shut and done what they told me? Undoubtedly. But I didn't do it. So when we're talking about this masculine culture, I love this topic. Because, see, what feminists want me to believe is that they can shut me down. We're Amazons, and you're going to shut up. We're hyenas, and you're a male hyena. Until called upon, you just be quiet. That's not the alpha male. It ain't going to happen. And I did a thing on the alpha male. But we're talking about the manosphere, a safe place for men, right? Something that you would think we'd never need. Now, I'm going to make a statement. I love men, but not in that gay or metrosexual way. I learned how to be a man from men, not sissified pansies. And for the record, every strong woman I know stood proudly beside her strong alpha male. I will not be a male hyena or a dude in a stable of Amazons. Except for my regular presence as being a dude in a stable of Amazons. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you want to consider yourself an Amazon, fine. But there's a group of men on another island who can defeat the Amazons. That's all I'm saying. And I want to make another statement. For the record, the only real men are conservative men. Men unafraid to challenge the feminist movement. A movement of fakes and frauds. Now, I could go into the physical fakes and frauds of feminism, you know, push-up bras and fake butts, liposuction, face lifts, tummy tucks, you know, makeup, fake eyelashes, fake nails, fake hair. I could go on. We could talk about any of these things, and I could tell you, you wouldn't even – there are women, you don't even know what they look like. You don't even know. They are so fake. And I'm going to tell you, you can take an ordinary girl. And in fact, I would love to do it. I'd love to just have the money to just prove these things. Take a homely girl you pluck out of anywhere USA. And I could take her and put her in the New York, get her with a fashion designer, et cetera. I could put, and you wouldn't even know who Paris Hilton was. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's that easy. And the only thing that it is, it's marketing. Why is Kim Kardashian a name you hear? Is she the most beautiful woman with the best body in the world? The answer is absolutely not. Not even close. I know. Don't misunderstand me. The girl is hot. She's fine. But I'm telling you, there are women out there that put her to shame. You know the difference? She markets. She markets. So you got this fake physical. But what's worse, far worse, is this fake. The things that women do that, you know, that you think, no way, Kevin, would a woman do something like that. So back to my background. Mother dies at 5, before I turned 5. My mother passed away. My brother and I get adopted by my grandparents. And I'd say my grandparents were in their 50s. My grandfather was probably in his 60s because he's 10 years older than my grandmother. So I'm raised by this. I'm an anachronism now because I'm not being raised by a mother who's going to give me modern conventions on women. And my mother was a product of the, you know, the 60s. I mean, that's when she was an adult. And so she's in this, I mean, for all intents and purposes, she understands the free love movement, the flower children and all that. She's going to raise me differently than my grandparents who came up where they use words like court and beatty. And things like that. Go look up B.I.D. So long story short, I'm in this anachronism. I'm this kid being raised by people who came of age in the 40s and 50s. I had nothing but the highest level of respect for women. I believed a woman over a dude. I mean, you name it. I exalted women. My grandmother remains on the pedestal for me. And then I look back in retrospect and her parenting of me as a parent compared to, you know, the mother of my children. I'm like, not even close. You know, Melissa's a tuned in, you know, very emotional type that teaches you about your emotional IQ and all this stuff. My kid that's about to turn 15 is better adjusted than most black dudes I knew by the time they were 40. And that's because, you know, it's a whole different thing. But the point is this. I grew up, my grandmother was a strong woman. If she deferred to my grandfather, but when she bucked the system, he better be paying attention. She was not to be played with or trifled with. My real grandfather, who she divorced, he was a fighter. He was a great guy, hard worker, unless he got drunk because he had a lot of American Indian blood in him. And he would get drunk, and my grandmother said he'd want to fight her. And she said, I have to fight Roy like a man. That's what I remember her saying that. I fought your grandfather like a man. My grandmother could throw down. Boy, shoot. And I've seen her get mad. I'm telling you right now, there's few dudes that would stand in the way of her. But anyway, the point I'm making is I grew up exalting women, thinking that they didn't lie. They were, you know, chaste and all that. My grandmother would say many times, oh, she's fat. That little girl is fast. Talking about she was promiscuous. So I was like, ooh, you know, stay away from the fast girls. You know? And if a girl was very nice and, you know, did the things that were from 1950s and 40s conventions, I was, oh, look at her. There's a stand-up girl, you know, there. I mean, I was literally this displaced kid watching Lawrence Welk and stuff. But let me tell you, you fast forward to today where my sister is, and long story about how she's my sister, but long story short, she gave a fake pregnancy test to one of her girlfriends so the girl could get three dudes to pay for abortions. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about an interview I did with two women that I'm crazy about. Kim and Vic. And you can find them as part of our team on Seeking Educational Excellence. They have a show on YouTube that I help to produce with them. And they need to be bigger than life. These women are so amazing. They will remind you a bit of Diamond and Silk, but I think they have a layer to them that will make it will endear you to them even more than my two of my favorite other girls, Diamond and Silk. But I did an interview with them, and we were talking about, you know, misogyny, misandrist, women who hate men, feminism in general, etc., and this men's group called the Manosphere. And I'd gone to check it out because I wanted to see what it was about. It certainly had my attention sphere, right? The manosphere. Everything about men inside of that sphere. Probably good, bad, and ugly. And I think that that's the only way you can have discussions is to have them to, you know, to the nth degree, leaving nothing, no stone unturned. And I left off in a previous segment calling the feminist movement a movement of fakes. And I also made the comment that the only real men in the world are conservative men. The alpha male is the only real male. Now, we can argue, should men get in touch with their feminine side and all this other kind of stuff? Should we explore the range of emotions that we're given? I will say to you, yes. It's very healthy for a man to be able to understand that he's not always angry, that sometimes he's disappointed, he's frustrated. There's a host of other emotions. I remember learning that, seeing the chart of emotions and went, what is all of this? Because it was either things were going my way or they weren't. And if they weren't, I was supposed to be angry. I didn't realize that could be a host of other things. And it's funny. I know the words. I have a big vocabulary. I know what frustrated is. I know what sad is. I know what fear is, etc. I didn't explore any of those other thoughts. I just went straight to the other thing, to anger. I think too many young men don't realize that you don't have to go to anger. Somebody asks you a question, you don't have to get defensive and then get angry. How dare you ask where I was because I was out with another woman? You know, I mean, you're the one that's got the problem. The question was innocent. How you interpret it isn't necessarily so. So anyway, they asked me what advice I would give the women over 50. And I was explaining that in the interview because they were like, well, Kevin, we're strong women. And we find men that don't like strong women. And I said to them, then you haven't found men. You found boys. Men like strong women. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I hope this is enlightening to you, and I hope that you will bring your daughters, your sisters, your aunts, your cousins, your female cousins, any woman that is a proud woman to this broadcast. And then I hope you bring your significant other, male friends, your dads, your husbands, your brothers, your boyfriends, for the same reason. I think they're going to be just as enlightened because I've covered a lot of stuff in the manosphere. And if you want to see more with the questions that were asked, go find Kim and Vic's show and we'll post ways for you to do that. But go find their show so you can see what we were talking about because we went even deeper than what I'm going now. So anyway, going back to what I talked about, he said, what advice, Kevin, would you give to single women over 50? What would attract you to them if you were available for them? And I said, the first thing that's attractive, and it does not matter whether you're over 50 or you're 20, the most attractive quality is when you respect yourself and you know who you are. This is not just for women, by the way. This is for everybody. But it really works for women because, see, guys, we already are kind of there. We don't care if we got the pot belly or that our thighs rub together or that, you know, whatever. Do women rate themselves by our hair isn't as nice as hers or our breast isn't as, you know, my chest isn't as big as Terry Crews's or whatever. I size up whoever's next to me as a dude and I go, well, there's going to be some girls that like him and there's going to be some girls that like me. And that's that. And we move on. Some guys settle. They know their pay grade, so they settle. Other guys go for it. Yeah. And there's all in between. But at the end of the day, guys have a lot more respect for themselves than most women. And I know it's a generality, but that is the advantage that we have over women. Why do you think we get above our pay grade half the time? More than half the time. It's because we already go, well, shoot, I got nothing to lose. So the first thing I would say to women, and I've given this is good advice for everybody, but I've given it to women. Respect your dang selves and know who you are. Know what you're willing to tolerate. They go, oh, Kevin, you should have a list of the pros and the cons, and you scratch them off the list. Do you really need to write a list? Seriously. If a dude comes up to you and he's, yeah, you know, I got the car, nah, 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 you know, fine. Look, I was having this conversation about people in general. Who do you grab? You know, I was having this conversation with Nathan Osman of the Osman family. Did an interview. I said, Nathan, you know what makes people interesting? What endears you to them? When they aren't about themselves. One of the most cool things that can happen to you is when somebody comes up and goes, hey, who are you? Hey, I'm Kevin. Kevin, God, it's great to meet you. Hey, listen, I saw you doing so-and-so. Tell me a little bit about yourself. What brought you here? Oh, well, one of my friends, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. Wow, that is so interesting. You know, so let me understand this a little bit better. And then they continue to explore you. Now, look, we are guilty of getting caught up in this ourselves. It is such a natural thing to want to brag about yourself or your kids or your lifestyle or whatever. I'm guilty of it too. But when I catch myself, I always go, wait a minute, this is boring to me because I'm talking about myself. I'll stop and go, you know what? Let me just stop for a second. Tell me about you. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You just hearing me say that brought a calmness to you. Tell me about you. What are you about? You want to know the reason why most relationships don't last? It's because people don't know how to listen. Tell me about you. What is your problem? And guys, let me give you some advice. Listen. Don't fix. Just listen. People want to be heard. So, I go back to what these ladies ask me. Kevin, what's your advice to women over 50? My advice to women across the board is this. When you're over 50, are the number of choices limited for you? More limited? Absolutely. You've got a lesser demographic. You're not dating 20-somethings. No matter what you do. The only reason why you would do that is if you've got a sickness. So you want people in your age group. There's fewer. Same with guys. So the odds are less. It doesn't mean you sacrifice. If you can't be happy with yourself, you think you're going to be happy with somebody else just because you settled? Number two, don't let society define who you are. I'm saying this to the women. This is the way I need to be, or this is the way I need to think, or whatever. I've seen more black women now dating white guys. Why? They stop letting society define them. Oh, you're only supposed to be with a black man. Well, if they put them all in prison, or if half of them are chicken heads, as we call them, then why would I want to date one? The hairy underarm crowd wants to drag women back into the barrel. This is because those musky women themselves cannot get a man. And what is a man? Oh, Kevin, men stand up to pee. Let me tell you something. It's a lot more comfortable to sit down. Why is it I got to stand to pee and I sit down to do number two? It's comfortable. Pamper yourselves too, men. I'm going to give you a little bit of advice. You know, all these things that are supposedly women versus men. Oh, you can't go get a manicure or a pedicure. That's for women. Yeah, save the guy who's never gotten one, because if you get one, you'll be like, man, this is like being a king, having people wait on me hand and foot. Anyway, I went on to joke with him a little bit. What do you call a skinny feminist? Photoshopped? What's more useless than a condom at a feminist rally? Everyone there. Yeah, so we had a few jokes at their expense, but here's what I want to close with. The manosphere is a human sphere, and it's meant to, sadly, we've separated ourselves to where men can't be humans because we've got toxic masculinity and we've created this rape culture. Don't believe a word of it. Good men are the reason this world exists and that there's a safe place for people in this world. Be proud to be a man. I certainly am.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.